Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in here to KILJ. It's time for another wonderful interview with great information. And I have Jack Swarm, who is with the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission this morning. Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell us about what you do at the Regional Planning Commission.
At the Regional Planning Commission, I do a little bit of everything. I'm mainly focused in housing grants, home renovations, repairs, city ordinances, city zoning codes, things like that. So at the Planning Commission, our job is to assist the cities and the counties in this four-county area. And we have planners, we have grant writers who do all that kind of thing. My focus is, like I said, more in the housing area.
And I know you guys do a ton of stuff with housing that benefits Henry County and Des Moines County. I mean, you guys are really servicing that whole Southeast Iowa region.
Yeah, we do a lot of projects. We get grants from various sources. We bring those grants in, we administer the grants with the goal of improving the houses in Southeast Iowa. We do roofs, siding, windows. We help to make houses easier to live in for older folks, things like that. So,
super cool. And I know we're kind of here to talk about something that people have probably heard of, but maybe they don't think too much about, and they should, which is lead paint and lead hazards in the home.
Yeah, along with those grants that we have, we got a grant from HUD last year. It's a $1.2 million grant, and the goal of the grant is to reduce lead paint hazards in 29 homes here in Southeast Iowa.
So let's talk first about lead and kind of, I guess, the danger of it. Do you want to go into why lead paint is a problem?
Well, number one, lead is not a nutrient that your body needs. In fact, it's a poison. So no amount of lead in your body is good. When it gets into our bodies, especially with young children, it can slow development, slow growth, damage the kidneys, hearts. It can cause behavioral issues.
Yeah, it's a neurotoxin. Yeah. And so I know, like, when my child turns one, they get a lead test at their doctor.
They should anyways.
Yeah, oh, they should, yeah. But their, you know, lead-based paint was really good back in the day. It stuck on there.
Yeah, lead-based paint was the good stuff, and it still is the good stuff. It's used in, like, road striping.
Okay.
Because it does not fade in the sunlight and it sticks really well. It's highly resistant to water. So it's the really good stuff on roads. And they're trying to phase that out. But in 1978, because it's bad for us, they outlawed it in homes.
So if you're living in an older home in the region, you could have lead-based paint on the windowsills and the trim and stuff like
that?
You
could, and you most likely do.
Okay.
So it... And typically they would use the lead-based paint where they needed really good paint. So on trim, on windows, on the exterior, porch floors, things like that. Kitchen and bathroom walls, because that's where you needed paint to be resistant to water. Lead-based paint was the expensive stuff, and so they would use lead-based paint where they needed it. Where they didn't need it, they would use other paint, or if they could afford lead-based paint, they'd use it all over the place. So you never really know where lead-based paint is going to show up in these houses.
And it's one of those things that, you know, kids are teething and stuff like that, and they find things to chew on. And I've heard that lead actually kind of has a sweet taste, which makes it even more appealing, unfortunately.
Yeah, it does. There's kind of this stigma in society, you know, of kids eating lead-based paint or eating paint chips or whatever, but that's nothing against kids. Lead-based paint does taste sweet. And so kids will learn that and they'll eat it.
Sure.
Also, when kids are teething, you know, every kid wants to chew on stuff. And so they'll find trim or windowsills or doorknobs or handrails that are kind of like at head height, then they'll chew on them. And it helps with the teeth coming in, but it also tastes a little bit sweet. And so, you know, kids are kids. Kids put stuff in their mouth. And so kids... We'll chew on it.
So the best thing really is to just remove lead-based paint from your home.
That's ideal. That's it can be really difficult. And so what we do is we take a balanced approach. We'll do a mixture of the two. We'll remove it and we'll also treat it. And we can get more into that
Sure.
In a little while, but
and you don't want to do it yourself because from what the materials you showed me, the dust kind of can get into the air, get onto surfaces, and then still get transferred through skin and through ingestion.
Exactly. Yeah. So chewing on paint is not the only way kids get lead in their bodies. So they get it on into their bodies from the dust that's in the house. It gets on their hands and their toys. Kids put their hands in their mouth a lot.
We know always.
That. Kids put their toys in their mouths a lot. And so the household dust can have lead-based paint in it, and then it gets into the children's bodies through their mouth. And that's actually kind of good news in a way.
Okay.
Because lead has to get inside your body to be a problem for your body. So lead-based paint that's on the wall, that's in good shape, isn't necessarily a problem. It's not a problem until it actually gets inside of you.
So that's where kind of this program can come into play, because it can be expensive to remove the lead-based paint. Maybe people don't, you know, you don't want to do it yourself.
Right.
So talk to me about this lead hazard reduction program that the Regional Planning Commission is kind of doing for folks.
Yeah, so we're fully funded by the grant to do this work, to remove lead-based paint from houses and also to repair the lead-based paint so that it's not a problem. So the first thing that'll happen with our program is somebody will wonder, or they'll worry, you know, do I have lead-based paint in my house? Is it dangerous for my child? Or they might come back with a high blood level test.
On the 1 year checkup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every child is supposed to be tested before they go to kindergarten. That state law doesn't always happen, but the kids should. And so they might come back with a high test. And so our program can come in. People apply for our program. We have certain qualifying markers. They apply. If they meet the qualifying markers, we come in and we do a full lead-based paint inspection. So we look at all the paint in the house. We test all of it. We know exactly where it is. And then we identify the paint as to whether it's in good shape and not a hazard, or we identify it as being a hazard. So if the paint is beat up, if it's chipping, flaking, peeling, or if it's on a window that rubs against a window jamb, that rubbing action creates lead dust. The lead dust falls down onto the windowsill. When you open the window, the wind blows in, blows the dust all inside the house. Yeah. Or if it's on a chewable surface, lead paint can be in good shape, but if it's on a chewable surface, it's still a hazard because, like we talked about, children.
So this is really for people who have children in the home, maybe pregnant people, or let's say grandma and grandpa takes care of, the kids.
Yeah. So yes and no.
Okay.
Okay. So like any government program, things have to be a little complicated.
Sure.
But so we have different qualifications for landlord and tenants as opposed to homeowners.
Okay.
So if you are a homeowner, we have an income qualification. So when you apply, we will verify your income. And then as a homeowner, you have to have a child that is 5 or under that lives in the house or that regularly visits the house, or you have to have a pregnant woman in the house, because of course then a child will be in the house very soon. So we can help you. And it's kind of nice that our program assists caretakers, you know, people who have children that regularly visit the home. So, children, you know, grandmas, babysitters, friends. Maybe you just watch a kid for a couple hours after school. Our program just requires that you watch a kid for 60 hours a year.
Okay.
And because we want to help children where they are, where they're exposed to lead-based paint, it doesn't necessarily matter if you actually live in the house or not.
So these are for folks living in Des Moines, Henry, Lee, or Louisa County.
Yep, that's right.
And if they are listening and they're thinking, oh gosh, I probably have lead-based paint and they're concerned about this, or maybe they just got that blood level test back, what are the steps they should take, Jack, to learn more about this program and get hooked up with you?
Well, they can contact us and they can apply. And then we make sure that they're qualified. So like we talked about, you know, we make sure that there's children and things like that. If it's a landlord's house, you don't have to have children in the house. You just have to be, the tenant has to be income qualified. The landlord does not have to be income qualified. So we look at the income of the tenant, and then we pre-qualify you. And then the lead-based paint inspection is totally free. It's a lot of work. It's very detailed, but it's totally free. And it gives the tenant or the owner some really good information about where the lead-based paint is and what they can immediately start doing to avoid getting it in their bodies. And then I write up a detailed work description. We then hire qualified lead abatement contractors. They have to be specially licensed. They have to know exactly what they're doing. And then the contractor schedules the work with the either the tenant or the owner. The work begins. The work is limited to a 10-day period, so we make the contractors work very hard, very fast, because the owners can't be in the house while the work is being done. And then when the work is all done, I come in and I do another detailed inspection. I make sure that the contractors did exactly what they're supposed to do. I do some testing and make sure that they cleaned properly. Make sure that there's no more lead dust in the house, because when you start tearing stuff apart, the lead dust goes everywhere. So we make sure that it's cleaned and that it's safe. And that's our goal, is to provide lead safe homes for children.
Yeah. Lead free, safe environments, because like you said, neurotoxin with behavioral issues and slow growth, and you know, it can really damage organs. I mean, this can really become a problem.
And the thing about it is the damage is kind of long-term. So, if it damages your mental development now, that will have a long-term residual effect.
Right.
So it affects you for the rest of your life. So that's what we want to stop.
Well, if you're listening and you are interested in learning more about the Lead Hazard Reduction Program through the Southeast Ohio Regional Planning Commission, just give them a call. I think that's a good first step, and they can walk you through that application process, send it to you, whatever is needed after that. So, Jack, do you have that phone number that folks can call when they are interested in learning more?
Yeah, that phone number is 319-753-5107. Option 3, that's 319-753-5107.
And you can always call here to the radio station. We'll get you that phone number as well, so that you can get hooked up with the Regional Planning Commission and, you know, walk through the lead hazard reduction program that they're offering for homeowners and even renters that maybe are worried about what might be, you know,
yep,
the hazards that are there. Anything else, Jack, on your mind when we talk about this program and what you're offering?
Program's great for landlords, great for homeowners, great for children. We're happy to help anybody that we can.
It's a win-win-win all around. And is there a time to apply for this, or is this kind of like an open thing where you can do it, you know?
We have limited funds, and we have a limited number of houses that we are serving. And so the program lasts through 2029, maybe.
Okay.
But we'll probably fill up before then. So
get your phone call in as soon as possible.
That's right.
Fantastic. Jack Swarm, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission. We're talking about the Lead Hazard Reduction Program that they're offering. Wonderful opportunity for people to take advantage of some help, because this can become an expensive process when you start kind of digging into how to get rid of lead-based paint and make it safe for your home. So, Jack, this is an awesome program, and I appreciate you so much for coming on KILJ to let folks know about it.
Thanks for having us and supporting us. I appreciate it.